Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
Hey, chickens. The end of time. We're going all the way back. I know. It's the 60th anniversary. It's also the return of David Tennant, so it's all vaguely thematic. But Earth 2 Peter has sent me an email who says, "Hi, I do enjoy the end of time episodes. I remember watching them live," inverted commas, "as I lived in the UK at the time." Oh, it's amazing. Like the first episode I ever saw in the UK was Utopia with Derek Jacobi. Oh my God. Speaking of Derek Jacobi, I've been binging the Last Tango in Halifax on BritBox because, you know, I've got it for Doctor Who. I might as well watch the other things on there. It's amazing because it's Sally Wainwright who wrote Happy Valley and also stars Sarah Lancashire and Nicola Walker, who is one of the Eighth Doctor companions on Big Finish. Liv Chenka. She's so good. Oh, my God. She's such a great actor. Everyone's great in Last Tango in Halifax. Like, Anne Reid's great. Ronnie Ancona's great. It's fun. Watching it like I lived in the UK for 2 years, but I lived there. Like, I think I moved there in like 91 and came home in 93 and during the wilderness years. Like, I was, it was when the books started to come out, like, and I knew someone who was working on the books because I was studying. I was staying in a place called Basingstoke, but I used to go down to London every, was it Tuesday nights? I can't remember. I used to get the train down to London and I was doing a course at the London Cartoon Centre, writing comic books, which was bizarre because there was myself and a guy, I think from Jamaica, and a guy from Ireland, and we were the only ones who had any concept of spelling or grammar. I'm like, we're in England. Like, this is where English comes from. But yeah, apparently, yeah, all the locals had just learned, you know, just write it how you think it is, and they were going to get around to the spelling and grammar at another point, and they, you know, the education system just never got around to it. It was a really strange situation. I'm like, how are all these colonials, some of them who have thrown off the yoke of imperialism, not us, but some of them. But yeah, it was very strange. Like, it was a really weird situation. But like, so we ended up kind of hanging out together because we were like, how? And although now I go on the internet and I read a listicle, not a listicle, but you know, those articles that are kind of like, oh my God, the worst ones are, you won't believe, a jaw-dropping, amazing image of so-and-so as Wolverine. It's like, they're not playing Wolverine. Someone's done a Photoshop. Like, that's not a jaw-dropping. That's just a thing on the internet. That's not an article. And then you read it and it's in sort of like some weird, I think someone needs to invent a language called SEO-lish, which is search engine optimization language, which is just like, Does any of this make sense? Or is this just all directed at some weird algorithm? It's like you're not actually meant to read the article. You're just meant to click on it. And once that's happened, they've got the metrics and they don't really care about if anyone reads it or not. Like it's just, it's weird. It's the same reason why, you know, when you go on the internet looking for a recipe and you have to read through some gubbins about how this is my grandma's favorite recipe and, you know, tasting this makes me think of long walks in Tuscany and it goes for hours and you're like, where is the recipe? And it's all, you got to scroll all the way to the bottom. That's all SEO-lish. I got this great app, by the way. It's called Paprika. You can get on your phone. I think there's an iOS and an Android version. And you basically, it's got a little browser in it. So if you find a recipe you like, you copy and paste that link into the browser in Paprika. And Paprika will just suck the recipe out of the article. Like, and it'll put the method on one page and the ingredients on another. And, you know, reminiscence of grandma just goes in the bin. You don't have to worry about it. It even pulls out the picture. It's amazing. Anyway, SEO-lish. I've distracted myself completely. I think we're in the first sentence. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Peter. Anyway, he watched The End of Time live and he said, I knew that it was Timothy Dalton doing the voiceovers. Of course, it's Timothy Dalton. But at the end of the first part, to see that the Time Lords were back was an amazing moment. Yeah, I do remember that being exciting. Like, I was like, oh, the Time Lords. That was a game changer, as we'd only known for the last 5 years or so that the Time Lords were all dead. And the whole thing with the Master was because he was the only other one. To have that twist at the end blew my mind at the time and had me waiting impatiently for New Year's Day Part 2 to air. Oh, and it would have been cold. It's freezing. Like, I've never experienced anything as weird as New Year's Day in Europe, because it's like, we're so used to wandering around in like shorts and singlets and just, you know, fannying about. And like, you know, midnight is only like 2 hours after sunset. It's like a New Year's Eve. It's like, yeah, it's not that late really. Like the sun only just went down, party. Whereas in Europe, the sun's obviously finished at like 3 p.m. It's the middle of the night. It is freezing cold. And people wandering around in big jumpers and carrying on. Like, it is a very strange situation. Peter says, of course, we never got closure on who the two Time Lords were that were kneeling with their eyes closed as the Doctor sent Gallifrey back. But there was chat at the time that they might be his parents. I agree that the scene with the Doctor and Wolf was beautiful. I wonder / hope that they got to film something else like that before Bird had passed away. I mean, it would be amazing if they did. I have faith in Russell T. Davis. I mean, I watched Nolly, and there's a couple of those sort of big scenes, but certainly nothing like there was in It's a Sin, which had some like just berserk moments where you're like, oh, this has punched me in the stomach. I can't deal with it. So yeah, I'm kind of hopeful. But yeah, Nolly's worth a look. I think it's on Binge here in Australia, with Helena Bonham Carter. It's you know, it's sweet and it's camp and it's about a TV show in the 80s mainly. And so it's kind of got that vibe of like, you know, there were those Carry On movies and there was one about the making of Coronation Street and obviously an Adventure in Space and Time. So it's kind of a well-worn thing now, these TV shows about TV shows, the making of. Like, one of my favorite series this last year has been Julia, which is about how Julia Child became a TV chef, which stars Sarah Lancashire from Happy Valley as Julia Child. And it is glorious. It's a really literate and literary show. It's just, oh my God, it's like comfort food for your eyes. And it had a great podcast that went with it where it was just people talking about cookbooks. It was amazing. Anyway, but yeah, TV about TV. It's my favorite genre. So that's Russell T. Davis' current project, Nolly, about Noel Gordon, played by Helena Bonham Carter, who was fired from a really disastrous soap opera. Yeah, Peter says, if someone wasn't sure about the running, line of "He will not four times" in the specials leading up to this two-parter, then they really made sure you knew about it during the episodes. I lost count of the number of times there were four knocks, e.g. the master hitting the drum to call the doctor to him. That was the four lots of four, as was Wilf knocking to get out of the shower cubicle at the end. I thought it was good to remind or even tell the younger generation that the Time Lords weren't always nice people who observe from afar, but that's been highlighted even more with recent Doctors. Overall, it was great fun with a good twist. Knowing that it was going to be the end of David Tennant, or so we thought, that's he's put that in brackets. That's not me editorialising. I'm sure he didn't say it with the kind of weird out the side of his mouth. I'm sure in brackets doesn't mean out the side of your mouth. Oh, so we thought. It's always interesting to see how a Doctor is written out. The phrase "I don't want to go" was terribly sad at the time and has been played up on since. But I wonder whether 14, when 14 regenerates into 15, if he'll say something like he's ready to go now. That's my theory. That's my theory too, Peter. And that will make me cry. That will genuinely give me a moment of, you know, feels. Just genuine, like, it hurts in the feelings. All right, we're finally getting on with Rose. I know, it's about to happen sooner or later. The first Christopher Eccleston episode. Watch along, please, if you want to. You don't have to. I'm sure you remember it. We've all seen it 100 times. Don't forget, like Peter, you can email me, theory@adamrichard.com.au, or you can leave messages on patreon.com/AdamRichard or on Twitter if it's still going. I'm not sure what's going on with Twitter. People getting kicked off left, right, and center because they haven't subscribed to the Twitter blue. But yeah, Adam Richard on Twitter and Instagram, Fabulous Adam Richard on Facebook. And of course, Adam Richard has a Theory Facebook group where I love to come and have a chat about all things Doctor Who and all the other stuff I rabbit on about.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.